WQM monitoring.
Again, NC9B bubble.
And shouldn't you be at home already?
True, but I guess it's a short week. They work me like a dog today. What? Yeah, well, you know, I gotta do it every now and then just to remind myself why I'm retired.
Two pallets on the truck today?
Started with two, then it went to four, and then from four I went back to about seven. And then I dumped all those off and went and got like three pallets and one, two, three, four, five, six electronic cabinets. Big ones, bigger than me. Damn, that's manual labor in my book.
At least you're not hauling any of those totes where they're sloshing back and forth.
You mentioned it. Three of the, they had these small little cabinets they made to put them on a pallet. And, yeah, they didn't wrap them good enough. And I got there and they all fell over.
When that happened.
Yeah, that was on them. You know, I could strap them down. I could tighten things up. But, you know, stuff like that I can't do.
QM, monitoring.
Jared did a call down right before I got on.
QM, monitoring.
Enjoying the conversation. The name here is Ken. KN4TFW.
Hey, Ken, it's Christian here, KQ4WQM from Spartanburg, South Carolina. I saw some activity on the SDR here, and it was on 146610, so I thought I'd tune in here, and I realized it's the W4NYK, and I had that up here on the radio. Why are you guys doing this this evening here?
We're here just leaving out of Spartanburg off of Gossett Road, heading back to Greer.
Roger. I was just in the Spartanburg Greer area earlier today. We went to the hospital to go pick up my mom, and then we went to Lowe's. I picked up a PVC pipe. I've got it right here. It's the Charlotte pipe, the 3/4 of an inch SDR 21 PSI 200 here. And if you know what that is, it's for the J-pole from the Ethlon J-pole, which should be here tomorrow. Fingers crossed USPS gets here quickly.
Come on in here, Leon.
She's talking so fast, I'm having a hard time keeping up. Gotta go slow for us old guys, Christian.
Apologies. I was stating here that we went down to the Home Depot and we picked up some PVC pipe for the Edfong J-pole, which should be here tomorrow, as long as USPS snail mail hurries up a little bit. Vicky 83I is coming over here, and she's going to bring someone who knows how to climb houses, and they're gonna find a spot to put this J-pole up on my house.
Good deal. Everybody needs a good base antenna, and then a base radio. Be an improvement on the HD. And you'll really be in the hobby then. But yeah, that's a blast. I've been doing it for 30, 40 years now. Having fun every day.
Roger, I'm on the 25 water here. This is kind of my base station for now. But the antenna here is a magnetic mount J-pole. It's dual band monopole, but that's just up on the roof or on the gutter here. Sorry about that, on the gutter. But hopefully when the J-pole comes in, it's kind of a half-wave performer, so that'll be up on the peak of the roof, which is about 10 or 20 feet higher than this antenna is right now. So that'll perform a lot better, and it's also a better antenna in general. So tomorrow you might hear me on this repeater loud and perfectly clear, and I'll be hearing everything.
Right now, over here. This is the only 2 meter. Well, I got a handheld on that front of the house, but this is the one I usually am on.
And this is the Greenville. This is the Greenville repeater, correct? Not Roger. It's about 50 miles away from me. 50. I'm in Spartanburg County here.
Decent job.
I miss, but 10 times better when I get that antenna up there.
Knowing how far you'll be able to talk then, right?
So I didn't copy that last transmission there.
Knowing how far you'll be able to talk then, KN.
Roger that. I'm going to be on the 2-meter simplex, see how far I can go with that.
Using a SDR radio software to find, how many channels you got on that thing? You got it all programmed up? How many channels you got programmed in there?
You got double over there. Well, I got the SDR here on the big display in front of my computer here, and it's zoomed in on this repeater here. Whenever I transmit, obviously it goes dark because it's getting overloaded, but it's fine. I got an attenuator on it so it doesn't damage the SDR there. But it's just a repair of rabbit ears that are tuned for 144. But, you know, I got a lot of repeaters programmed here on the SDR, and I just click on them and zoom them in whenever I feel like it.
Set up there.
Yeah, Roger. It's very similar to those HF radios where, you know, you can see what you're looking at before you transmit. When you do transmit, usually you get to see what your signal looks like. But in my case, it just goes dark. But either way, you know, it's a wide screen, you know, giant SDR, and it keeps it pretty close to how the antenna outside receives. So. It works. That's how I got it here.
Working all week, or when y'all working Wednesday?
Not Wednesday. I just got to do a half, leaving at 11 on Wednesday, and then when Susan gets off, we'll drive.
Hear me, the ball. No work tomorrow, and I'm thinking Wednesday might be the same, hopefully.
Come to you again. You guys have an awesome Thanksgiving and that, and I'll look forward to it. I won't be back until Tuesday, I think, back on the air.
You did the same. Enjoy, and tell the wife we said, hey.
Together again.
That, but everybody's going everywhere. Thanksgiving's probably not a good time. Maybe after Thanksgiving we can work something out. Get Christian over there. He kept too.
Meet up. Introduce ourselves. Get your ticket, Christian. KN4TFW.
Well, I don't know. That's dropped out, but I was going to say, the Golden Corral meeting, I don't know if you heard that or not. They're having a meeting on December the 3rd, I think it is, Tuesday. 6 p.m. at the Golden Corral in Hendersonville. Try and make that one. House.
Come that way. Man, it took me an hour and a half to get home the other day.
Right now, which is kind of unusual.
Like right in the middle of the intersection right there at the Taco Bell. There's two broke down cars and two police cars locking up the whole middle.
I went there again. It was kind of unusual. They have a loading dock on one side of the building, and they got a couple loading docks on the other side. They had a truck backed up to one loading dock on the other side of the building. No, you couldn't get by it. Once the truck backs up, you get cars by, but you're not going to get a tractor trailer by it. So I had to wait for one for him to move so I could go in, and then coming out, I had to wait for him to finish unloading so I could get out. Kind of not very friendly site to go to.
Too bad. You got plenty good room. Unless you got one of them big over the road tractors and you're not used to backing up.
First, put a little bit of longer. Some of them put a little long. I can't talk today. Longer wheelbase on it. It's getting a little bit more, get difficult. And one guy pulled in one day and said, I can't make that turn. I said, yeah, you can. Again, I said, I've had a sleeper cab and I've made it no problem.
Long ones that come into our place are pulling a tanker.
The tankers aren't 53 feet. But the tire made it back to Ohio, or wherever he was going. Hey, you were talking about the tire a while back? What if he made it back to where he was going? I thought it was Ohio.
Kid, I just can't imagine that thing would last very much longer. I mean, it was give up.
We're going.
Destination is Outer Banks. Wednesday night it'll be stop off in Cary, North Carolina, which is a suburb of Raleigh. And then Thursday morning we'll drive over to the Outer Banks.
Yep.
And then half. It's like 4 hours to my sister-in-law's and about 4 hours to the beach.
All day driving the Outer Banks thing. It's a lot easier, a lot nicer when you break it up.
And I gotta do it in one failed trip on the way coming back on Monday, but that won't be too bad, maybe.
To work?
To work on Tuesday.
Vacation, bring me a vacation.
Up on your bucket on your front end loader.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Tractor bucket broke this morning. What tore up on it?
Son, he's a little heavy-handed on the trying to do things that the equipment wasn't designed for, and he got a little overzealous one day, pushing a stump in our yard and bent the top of the front end loader, the bucket itself. And you know, you're not supposed to push that part of the bucket anyway. Well, it dented it, so he punched it back out with a sledgehammer and took a piece of flat steel and welded that on it and reinforced it. Well, he was out there working on his water line. He had a water line between the house and the roadway. Started leaking. The water bill went up way high. So we went over there and he dug it up and he had to move up this sidewalk. Of course, it was right underneath the sidewalk. So he had to take the sidewalk up. Poor guy. And doing all that, he had to pull up some of the bushes he had in front of the house. He would have got rid of those. In the process of trying to push one of the bushes, he re-bent the same place on the bucket. So he supposedly fixed it. I haven't seen how he fixed it yet, but I think he welded another piece on top.
Yeah, most of those are just made for like scooping up gravel and sand and not a lot of digging and pushing, right?
So, that's the L3400 Kubota. And it's got the Woods LC96 front end loader on it. And it's a stout little combination. I mean, it does a lot more than what I thought it would do and withstands a lot more. But, yeah, there's a limit there. Quick attach on it. Get some quick attach stuff so that way we're more versatile, which is a good idea. I just, I don't know if you price any of that stuff, just the adapter will be in here. We're talking today, and with just the adapter that goes on the pin side on the tractor itself, that's like $600 by the time you get the $500 adapter and the, you know, stuff that goes with it.
Man, I know guys at work, they got some attachments for theirs for, you know, putting on forks, for using it like a forklift and for picking up bales of hay and stuff like that.
Yeah, the forks, just for the fact that, you know, he's a pellet heater, pellet stove. But when I get the pellets, they come in, you know, 2,000 pounds, and the breakout force on that is like, I forget what it said, 15, 18, something like around there. It might do it, but it's really going to be pushing it close. But it'd be nice to be able to swap the implements around. His neighborhood today, I'd go down to Liberty.
Going everywhere, KN4, TFW.
Now, I halfway know where I'm going around Greenville. You know, I started down there, I didn't know anything about Greenville. NC9B.
That spot must be a new sign going in or something. It's had a lot of static, broke the squelch.
My son's already up at the house. Is it 4:30? He may not be off yet. I don't know. Surprised that the logs weren't picking up for that tractor when we did that tree job for my son. I think it was picking up some stout logs now.
Property, you almost need one for, you know, moving stuff around and cutting trees down and that. I think I'm going to, this fall, cut that tree out of my front yard. It ain't doing much.
Yeah, for that. I mean, that's like, you know, after Helene, the only way I'd get on the road is, you know, go to cut the trees across the road, push them out of the way with a tractor. Makes it a whole lot easier and quicker.
And I, yeah, Saturday, cut up the last of the boys' pecan tree there at the house. It was probably about a It's probably a good 20 incher anyway.
Hogs are out. Getting them out of the way, it saves my back a lot of work. A bucket for my Massey Ferguson. I've got two trackers. Oh, that's the phone. Let me get the phone. It's my son. NC9B.
FW, monitoring. Board DTY. If anybody's leaving downtown Greenville and trying to exit or leave out on 385, just a heads up, it's standstill traffic due to accident. Just a FYI.